Item three.
Item number three, a resolution by Supervisor Wyshon Jr. authorizing and directing the rehiring of former displaced county housekeepers to service the courthouse facility. On February 6, 2014, this item was laid over in Finance, Personnel, and Audit. It was also referred to the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit. On March 5th, FPA Amendment Number 1 failed by a vote of 2 ayes and 4 noes. And this item is being reported with a recommendation to reject due to a failed vote of 2-4 to adopt.
Supervisor Wyshon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Colleagues, the same resolution that you had before you last month that was laid over, what I would hope you would do is approve the amendment to it that brings this in-house, the cleaning services for the county courthouse. The amendment creates the positions. You'll see it creates a total of 21 positions to do cleaning of the courthouse. You also have your fiscal note, and hopefully from our discussions last time, we're willing to proceed forward on that. So I would ask that you move on the amendment and then as amended. Thank you.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, do you have the roll call on the amendment? You said it was two to four, and so apparently some members who...
I'll pull it. Give me just a second.
And what battery was that?
Taken out. Transportation.
Transportation?
Right.
Okay. We have several people who want to speak to this issue. And we're not going to relitigate this whole issue. So, I mean, if you want to have a couple minutes to speak your piece, we'll do that. But I think everybody knows the issue here. So we'll start with, I can't read the first name, but Jamerson?
Yes.
Go ahead. Sorry, I can't read your writing, sir. But you come up to the desk, and if you have some... We have to limit you to like 2 minutes. You have some brief comments as to why we should do this.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
My name is Jeffrey Jameson. I've been a county worker approximately like going on a few years. What people need to understand is we was dedicated and we put a lot of time, effort, and work, and we took pride in our work being a county employee, especially me in particular, because I looked at the county work as work that I can be here for years to come and retire. That's what I was looking at. That's what I was looking forward to. And for someone to take that away from me and not give me the chance and opportunity to get that back, I feel that's injustice that's going on. Start from the top all the way down to the bottom. Well, there was a lot of people conspire from the top that took all the way down to the bottom to not only take away our jobs, but to keep us from our jobs and not give us the opportunity and chance to get our jobs back when you brought security back. And we were on the same type of management system where how you going to bring security back, don't bring us back. And then it was people conspired to not only keep me from my job, but also keep me from getting other jobs with the county as well that I applied for. I applied for over close to maybe 30 different jobs positions with the county. And I did not get not one consideration, no phone call, no interview or nothing. And I said to myself, now, what's going on here? But then I tell and I show a lot of peoples that works in the county, some of the supervisors, they seen the proof. They seen why I applied for Newman's job, but you all said, well, if you can't bring them back, we can bring you back in some kind of form of capacity with other positions. Well, where is their positions? We look at it, we just trying to get our foot back in the door. We should get every opportunity before anybody else off the streets to get a job with the county. But you said you don't have no opportunity, no chance, or no kind of way to get us in. Oh, we don't want to do a special thing to get you. Why not? You make special ways of getting other people in off the streets. They have no idea what's going on in the county, how to work them, what they doing whatsoever. So how are you going to have somebody off the streets and can pay them any exorbitant amount of money, but then it's hard for you all making for us to get our position back? But then you all say you don't have no money, but you can pay your lawyers to do some kind of feasible plan or idea or dream about, well, how can we save money and do this and that? But then you pay them $300, $400, $500, $600 an hour. Well, you spend $500,000 on this so-called frivolous study. But that's a waste of taxpayer money right there. When don't nobody know how to work and clean this county courthouse like we do. But at the same time, you call yourself saving money because you go through wherever the company was. But at the same time, sometimes you get what you pay for. So you feel you save $400 or $500 on each one employee. You think they take pride? I done heard about a lot of them. The bathroom's just as nasty as anybody else's bathroom. But at the same time, that's rarely happened with us. But at the same time, you're still going to have complaints. I understand that.
Thank you, Mr. Jamerson. Did anybody have any questions of Mr. Jamerson? If not, there are other people who want to speak. Dolores Hughes is next. Followed by Russell Frakes. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Dolores Hughes. I just wanted to say that I did do 10 years here, perfect attendance, and I want for the note, everyone is saying that we started late with the fighting to try to get back in. I brung a list. We got laid off December '09. I brung a list of laid off workers, which Lee Holloway, I know we ain't forgot him, was sitting at county exec or the chair. I mean the county exec. And I brung the list for him. And then again in 2011, I was told by Chris Ablin to bring the list in. And I left the list the names that was laid off and was still willing to come back. And I would just like for you guys to just make it be fair. That's all I'm asking.
Thank you.
And we didn't start the fight, you know, this late in the game. We've been going through channels and we're just not getting here for you all to hear our voices.
Any questions of Ms. Hughes? If not, thank you for your patience in coming. Russell Frakes, followed by Mary Puderaska and Claire Riley.
Might be a little nervous, but that's human nature. I hope I appreciate you guys, everybody, what you're doing for us. We all our county workers that have been laid off should have been placed in some capacity. I myself put 29 years in Milwaukee County. 2 years ago, I only needed 10 days to pull the plug. And at the county zoo, I was denied a job due to my sick time and benefits and lump sum over the phone. It's a sad situation. It's politics. I mean, the county, before we got laid off, the county sold some land out to Mental Health for $15.5 million. Freighter bought it. It was in the works. I used to go to these hearings. They give you a line of BS in my way of thinking. It's sad, but I appreciate all you people for trying to help us. I've been in the county courthouse probably 200 times since I've been laid off. And they fired Michelle McKnight, second in command at HD. My analyst they fired, and two other people. Perry something, I think she went somewhere. It's a little shady in my way of thinking, and I'm not done. I might not live until I'm 60 to get a pension, but I should have had a pension 3.5-4 years ago. And we all should still be working with the county. I should be living nice, relaxed somewhere, maybe working part-time. I mean, I got high blood pressure, and I hope I make it. I hope I live another 30 years, but I appreciate your time, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Any questions of Mr. Frakes? If not, Mary Puderaska and Claire Riley, followed by Jose Rodriguez.
Thanks.
Morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman,
County Supervisors. First of all, I want to thank each and every one in the last few weeks that has taken the time to meet with us one-on-one. And the ones that couldn't meet with us at least returned their call and explained why. And I want you to know that we hold, all of us, the highest respect for each and every one of you. We always have. So what I'm about to say, you know who we are, you know where we are, what we're asking for. This was done from the beginning, from the bidding of the contract, illegally. And in the last few weeks, it was in the Shepherd Express, and it was posted by the DA, the investigator, the emails from Scott Walker, how this was done. Okay? He was not looking out for the taxpayer. He didn't care if this building got cleaned. He was looking out. We were just red tagged. He was looking for an easy way to show the taxpayers, look, I saved a lot of money. I saved you a lot of money. We're the lowest paying people in the building. How are you saving? And I'm going to tell you, you got people working here for poverty wages. Don't you think you're saving money? You don't think they're on some type of assistance? How can they support their family on that? You are dishing out. You're not saving. And you're not getting the services. I've made over 1,200 calls to each and every one of your districts. Okay? These people that I have talked to, and I'm not pointing out what district it was. It was in a lot of supervisors, many of that aren't even in this room. And they are very disappointed that you are playing politics with our lives. You are taking politics over jobs that we were qualified and we were denied. We were not even, we applied for jobs in Milwaukee County and we were blackballed, but then we applied for jobs on the outside. Where do we go? I heard at the last committee meeting, people, stop lying to these people. Tell them the truth. The truth is we have no job, inside or out. Now you tell us where we go. Where do you want us to go? Your director gave orders to our supervisor when we applied for jobs on the outside, okay? Yeah, we applied for jobs at Marquette and UWM for housekeeping. But when they called, they asked for your direct supervisor, who you worked for, not HR, your supervisor that knew you. And they call, and he was ordered to give no references, no comment, hang up. And at that time, we were in a huge recession. I think unemployment was like 8.9. So when a big company, Marquette and UWM, calls and they say, no comment, hang up, it looks like we're lying. It looked like we were lying, like we were trying to lie to get a job. So now we can't even go back there. We can't go back there and say, do you think they're going to believe us? Well, let's say we were blackballed by Milwaukee County because we didn't take those poverty wage jobs. So they were mad at us, or whatever reason it was.
Could you finish up? I mean, I know many of the people on this.
All I'm asking is, right now, the amendment is before you.
Right.
It does not say to vote on bring back the displaced workers. It says to open these positions. We need to take a step, baby steps, open them up so we have a chance to apply for them. Open up, and we'll go from there. Thank you.
Ms. Riley, did you have some comments?
Yes, I think Mary said it all. I put in an application for the airport the other day, and they called, and I didn't get a reference. I don't know what's going on. I applied for jobs, so I don't know what's going on. I hope you guys consider us, try to figure out something for us, and I really appreciate you guys for standing before us. But
when you say you didn't get a reference, what exactly do you mean by that?
I put down Milwaukee County.
Right.
I put down Gary and... Where Dave Polk is no longer here.
Excuse me?
Dave Polk is no longer here. Okay. So I put down Gary, and I'm sure I didn't get a reference. My sister worked out there, so I know what's going on.
So what do you mean you didn't get a reference? They said you didn't work here, or they gave you a bad reference, or
no
what?
File.
I don't just.
I have no file of myself.
Excuse me? You have no file?
No, I have no file.
So the airport, you're saying the airport called someone here at the counter?
I'm sure they did.
Okay. Your belief is the airport called someone here at the county, asked, you know, Ms. Riley applied for a job, and she says she worked for you, and you think the comment was, no, she didn't, we have no record?
Well, I don't know. Okay. I don't know what they said. Okay. But
I'm just trying to get at what
I know.
Supervisor Roman
I put in
has a question.
Thank you very much. I just want to... But I respect both the ladies sitting at the table very much, as I do the rest of the workers, and I've been very supportive, and in fact did not vote to privatize the cleaning here in the courthouse or anywhere in Milwaukee County. But that being said, that was a budget amendment that was put forward by former county executive Scott Walker that had nothing to do with this board other than the fact that we were put in between a rock and a hard place and had budgetary decisions that needed to be made. And some of my colleagues decided that, you know, you have a choice. You either raise the tax levy or you approve something that's in the budget. And again, that year the decision was made that this would be done. And so that, I want to clarify that. Second of all, you say that's our department head. It's not our department head. That is the county executive's department head. Lastly, when you apply for a position, if you are using someone as a reference, you need to get that person's permission to use them as a reference. Now, if you are just putting down your work history and they are going to call and they are going to verify your employment, there are three things that they can ask when they call. Mm-hmm. Did you work there? What did you perform? And what is the history of your employment? I worked here from 1996 to 2000. In my previous life, this is what I did for a living. And I can look that up in a computer. I mean, we could jump on HR. But if you're using someone as a reference, if you're using Gary Wozniak as a reference, if you're using me as a reference, you need to call. You need to say, hey, I want to use you as a reference. Whether it's personal reference or whether it's an employment reference, you always should ask the person before you use them. So if you put down, though, that you worked at Milwaukee County and you're telling us that somebody called HR here in Milwaukee County and they were told that no, you didn't work here, or no, they don't know who you are, that is an issue. That is troubling for me, and I think for all of us. But there is a difference between using somebody as a reference and getting an employment, calling and getting an employment verification. And when you fill out an application, if someone's calling just to make sure that everything that is on your application is correct, that is an employment verification. That's not using someone as a reference. So I just wanted to clarify that as well.
Okay. We understand what you're saying, but we're still out of a job.
Okay. There's a difference between...
Hold on. I'm not done. My issue with what is before us today, again, is the fact that this doesn't go anywhere towards helping you get your job back or helping you to find employment. This opens these positions up. There's nothing stopping HR from coming in and hiring an entire new slot of people for these jobs, which means that you'll be back here again next month or the month after next or next summer. You know, and my issue is that I want to help you to find a job, whether it's with Milwaukee County, like you said, or whether it's outside of Milwaukee County. It makes me know, never mind. And I don't think it makes you any never mind at this point, because you just need a job. And so what we have is what we have here in my eyes is there's two different issues. We have the issue of whether or not courthouse housekeeping should be maintained as by a private organization, or should it fall back under the purview of Milwaukee County, and we now have employees that pick that up. Unfortunately, at this point, that's kind of a, it, and that's why we're here in finance, because that's kind of a fiscal question. So when we privatized cleaning these number of years ago, we were promised that this is the savings that we were going to see. Have we seen those savings? And I think the answer to that question is we have.
Mm.
And okay. So the other part of that, again, becomes now what, now you have an issue. And we were told, although I know there's some HR people that cringe when we say this, we were told that you would be assisted in finding other positions, whether it be within Milwaukee County or whether it be somewhere else, or whether it be with this company that we then contracted with to get our courthouses clean. That didn't happen, and I don't understand why. And but that remains the question, is what happened with these positions? So I am hesitant. I mean, I support going back to having Milwaukee County employees clean the courthouse, because again, it was never my intention to outsource that. I think that there's private documents and other things in this building that should be monitored by a county employees. That's my personal opinion. So do I support this? I do. Now, my issue with the way it's being brought forward here today is that I don't want to have angry former housekeeping employees coming back to meet with me because this passes and they still don't have a job. And I don't know what kind of assurances have been made to you. I don't know. You know, I don't know. And so that's my issue, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe you asked a question related to the Transportation Committee's vote. It was 2-4. You want specificity?
Go ahead.
The vote on FPA Amendment 1, the aye votes were Wyshon and Mayo. The no votes were Borkowski, Jurczyk, Lipscomb, and Alexander, and Taylor was excused. And the vote was the same on the recommendation to adopt.
Thank you very much. Well, that was their meeting. We still have the amendment before us, and I move approval of the amendment. Of Amendment 1 to, this would be Item 3 as opposed to Item 4. I move approval of Supervisor Weishaupt's amendment, Mr. Chairman, to start things.
Okay. We still have a couple more people who wish to speak.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for your comments. Jose Rodriguez, followed by Mike Smith.
Good morning, everybody here. First of all, I do kind of feel kind of embarrassed to be here this morning, because this is like a few times we've been here. I want to thank everybody for listening to us, too. It's embarrassing.
Don't be embarrassed to be here. This is a public forum.
You have
a right to be here, and we want to hear you. We just want to make sure we hear everybody. That's why we sort of limited time.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
We're glad you're here.
It was embarrassing because I had thought, too, that I was going to be able to retire here from the county. I was here 14 years. I have 3 kids, a wife. It was embarrassing when I had to go to a food pantry to try to get food for my family. I thought I was going to have a job here. Before the 3 years, too, we fought to get these jobs back. When Mid-American Company called me for an interview, I went there. But when they offered me $8, it was $14 that I was making here, and I was even struggling with that to try to pay my mortgage. I pay taxes like everybody else. And when they offered me $8, I said, there's no way I'm going to be able to make it. And that's why I didn't take that job in Mid-America. But it's sad that Gary Watson, when we went to the meeting at Wilson Park, when we had our meeting there, the day Pope, he mentioned there that after I got laid off from Milwaukee County, I went to a lot of places to apply. But when I found out from Dave Pope that one of the county supervisors was there too that morning and found out that because of Gary Watson told our supervisor to say that we didn't work here, and I was the one that worked as security. I mean, 2 years I did security here. And when I came to apply for the security the second time, I was denied that job. I was experienced security. I'm a bilingual person. And I was denied that job. I was the one that did the security. And I got denied. And I got, well, I got the interview. And 2 days later, the supervisor called me for the uniforms, my size of the uniforms. And 2 weeks later, in short words, he told me that there was a holdup in HR, that's why I didn't get the security job. You know. And that's what I don't understand here. I want to go continue with my life. I mean, I'm struggling right now with my family. I had two sons, a daughter, and I've been struggling. My oldest son is the one that's been helping me pay my mortgage. And it's tough. It's tough out there, you know. And I dedicated myself here in the county, too. I mean, I did security. I was the mailman for 6.5 years. I worked at the loading dock. I mean, nothing was ever, you know. And I don't have a job today. You know, that's all I have to say.
Any questions for Mr. Rodriguez? No, thank you for
coming. All right, thank you.
Last we have is Mike Smith speaking in favor.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I just want to thank you all for giving us this opportunity to meet with you. I agree with all my coworkers. And I hope those that voted against us reconsider. I understand what you said, even though that may open up the door for other people to come in and get those positions. I would appreciate the chance, at least, of trying to get it. I've depleted my savings and stuff since I've been laid off in 2009 that I had for my family. I'm not angry, you know. This is happening all over the country where people get laid off. People have been out of work, you know. I understand that. And I just hope those that voted against us reconsider and give us the chance that we deserve to try to come back. It's not that I couldn't get jobs other places. I've had jobs other places. They've been seasonal, temporary. The reason I wanted this job back because it felt like family here. I've never worked in an environment where it was so relaxed. I liked it working here. Like one of my coworkers said, I wanted to retire from here. I got laid off. I was a month shy of 15 years. I'll be 53 next month. You know, and it's hard to find a job at my age where I can retire from and receive benefits. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions, comments? Thank you. If not, we have a motion to approve the amendment. And is there discussion, Supervisor Jersey?
Thank you. I have a couple questions. But first of all, we do have Corporation Counsel here, and he did give an opinion on the procedure for if you create these positions, whether the individuals that we're hearing from actually are going to get positions. I suggest that we at least hear from Corp Counsel on that again.
Mr. Chairman,
Supervisor Johnson,
having heard what Supervisor Jersey just said, I think most of us understand that there's no guarantee that these individuals will receive jobs. The idea now is to create positions. They would apply as others would apply, and we would see what would happen, and then the process would continue. There's no guarantee that they, as individuals, will be hired, but the idea is to create the jobs and to move forward. The Mid-America contract, I believe, expired a long time ago, and the company is on a month-to-month basis with Milwaukee County. The amendment would start the process. We would vote on the resolution as amended, and then hopefully we would go forward. As Mr. Smith indicated, for those who didn't vote in the past, he would hope that they would vote today in the affirmative, and that would be my hope too.
Well, Supervisor Jurczyk has asked for Corporation Counsel. I'm going to, you know, he can sort of briefly describe it. I do think you're right, Supervisor, that most of the people who've come and testified on behalf of their own positions understand that, you know, they aren't guaranteed a job if this passes, if this is a step in a process. Mr. Bargren?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. Supervisor Johnson's summary was very accurate. If these positions are created, they'll basically be open to any applicants who apply through the civil service procedures. The layoff or reinstatement rights that any of the former workers at issue here may have had expired either under their contract or under civil service. Regardless, they expired after 3 years and 1 day. That time has passed, so there's no preference on that front available to those workers. And it's also accurate that the Mid-American contract is month to month, so essentially a 30-day termination at any point can be achieved.
Supervisor Hunt? Go ahead, Supervisor.
Yeah, my other point, I would like to ask, I think, Mr. Cady the question. I believe this was taken up at budget. I believe we have rules that when something is defeated, it can't be brought back for a year. I mean, are these rules in play here?
Mr. Cady?
There, thank you. Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, there is a 90-day provision rule on that, and I have to go back and check the exact timing of the resolution or the amendment that was brought up. I'm not sure it applies to an amendment to a budget, so I'd have to check to see if, or is it just Supervisors' resolution, so I'd have to double-check the ordinance for you.
And can you give us the history of what we did at budget and what the vote was, if you recall?
I'd be more than happy to gather that information for you.
Mr. Chair, I don't want to be disrespectful. I respect people's work. I really do. And I'm not even going to take issue with the fact that people may have been treated badly in this process. But I do take issue with suggesting that this board can somehow do something to rectify individual positions for individuals who were not treated, because I think we are sending a message that is incorrect. We are policymakers. If in the past this was in fact done, I don't know. I'm not going to weigh in on it. But if in fact it was done in the past, it was at a time when unions represented workers. I, for one, don't agree with Act 10. I have stated that many times. But it just seems to me that we've spent a lot of time as a committee. I think the chair has been extremely respectful, and I appreciate the fact that we offer respect. But there's also a point here about how many times are we going to do this? There are contracts. When you don't have a contract, there are civil procedure rules. Those are the avenues people use when they're aggrieved. And if there is, in fact, illegal process going on, there are the courts. Policymakers don't correct individual wrongs like this. And that's where I take exception to constantly having this placed on agenda and having us really hear this over and over again. I don't know how many times we're going to do it. I would really ask that we, get this completed once and for all. We are policymakers. We are not HR departments. We don't correct individual wrongs. There are processes for that. Supervisors don't have that role. And I don't know how many times I have to point that out. Policy does not equal individual rights for individual employees. So thank you.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisor Jurczyk, I appreciate what you say in the sense that supervisors supervisors could talk to an individual matter, but this is a collective situation. A number of people were blackballed, they were blacklisted, they were ignored. I've been a county employee since 1987, and regardless of my favoring unions per se, I want people, if they're going to be here if they're going to be associated with this organization, that they are treated with dignity and respect. Somebody can tell me no, but if I'm told no in a dignified and respectful way, then I can appreciate that. But if I am blackballed, blacklisted, if I am in a position to tell human resources, not only just one person, but a group of people, that these people are to be ignored, to be disrespected, their file is not to be even acknowledged, then I don't want a part of that. I don't want to be a part of that. And I think this is an opportunity at least to go forward. As I stated earlier, these individuals will apply for jobs. Nothing's guaranteed. The process will evolve with respect to what they're doing. And this is a black eye on Milwaukee County. It's a black eye on Milwaukee County government. Now, whether, when I say government, I'm talking about the whole government, the way they were treated, the way they work. Individuals can have differences as it relates to what they do on the job. Somebody can be reprimanded, somebody can be warned. There are procedures to go through to address whatever grievances or whatever problem may exist. But when a group of people, because somebody has decided that they are to be disrespected and ignored because, politically speaking, somebody wants an outcome, well, I don't agree with that. So earlier I moved to adopt this amendment, and that's where I am right now. I moved to adopt this, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Haas? Well, we're going to let other people speak. Supervisor Haas and Supervisor Stamper at this point.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have heard this repeatedly, as has been stated, and I recognize both the urgency of these individual situation and their collective situation. I don't believe that our HR department has spoken directly to the committee on these allegations. And if HR is here, I would like to hear from them following my statement. Allegations aside, this proposition, this amendment is before us, and the truth is, I support the direction, this policy direction. I feel that cleaning should be brought in-house. I feel that it should be a public duty, at least here at the courthouse. That's what this amendment is on, and Mr. Chairman, I do plan to support this amendment. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I wonder if anybody from HR in the room. I don't see anybody. I saw Mr. Session here earlier, but he's not here now. Oh, there he is. Supervisor Stamper, you want to just be ready to, there may be some questions, and Supervisor Stamper, Ed, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to support this amendment, but I'm going to support it under the auspices that you understand that you may not get hired. And if, when was the contract switched over to privatization? When was that?
Mr. Pudge, you have an answer to that?
At least 3 years, right?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, it began, I believe, in January 2010 with the 2010
okay.
budget.
Okay, 4 years. And if you've been applying for county for 4 years and they have not been hiring you, I want you to understand that they may not hire you again. So I'm going to support this because of your persistence and your diligence and your need for a job. But it does not guarantee it. Okay, so I don't know what happens if you, let's say you don't get the job, what's going to happen? We're going to do what you asked us to do and give you an opportunity. So I see a be a resolved says, so this is corporate counsel. Corporate counsel, you said there's no guarantee, but this be a resolved says to designate that housekeeping services for the courthouse building be provided by displaced former county facility workers.
That's crossed out.
Oh, that's crossed out?
Yeah.
So what does it say now?
It says to be provided by county employees. So right. Displaced former and facility workers are crossed out.
All right. Those so that's my take on it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Session, I think Supervisor Haas had a question of you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Mr. Session. Thank you for joining us today. There's been these repeated statements about blacklisting and removal of records, and I just, do we have, Mr. Session, does HR department have records for these former employees?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, Human Resources keeps a central file on every employee, and there's also a departmental file on each employee. I'm not sure about the circumstances about the specific case at hand. I do know that many of these complaints have been aired before. We've reviewed them. The Department of Audit was involved. We've reviewed it with them. I believe that everything came back clean, but I'm willing to take another look to see if there are indeed missing records.
Okay, so HR department does have a central file.
That's correct.
And presumably then these workers' records would be contained within that file?
Presumably, yes.
Yeah, okay. And now, can a worker request a copy of that file?
Yes, they can.
Okay. Is there a cost to that, a charge?
We charge just photocopying costs.
Okay. A few cents?
Yep.
Not to nickel and dime them, but it would be
to
maybe
cover our expenses.
Yeah. Okay. So if I wanted to request my record as a county employee, I could go to HR and do that, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And all right. I wonder if the employees have made, these former employees have made similar requests. That's a rhetorical question to them. So
it's unknown to me if that's
okay.
Been submitted.
Well, I don't believe this committee is, Mr. Chairman, is supposed to review individual personnel. So I will just say thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Mr. Session.
Supervisor Jersey?
Just so we all understand what's going on here. We are looking to create positions for household services that are currently being covered by a contract. It's a month-to-month. If you do this, then you will need to get contingency funds to cover the additional cost, and that will require a two-thirds vote of the board. So we're going to go through all these votes. This may be successful in committee today, but there may also be veto actions by the county executive, and we will be dealing with a lot of procedural activities. I just want everyone on finance to understand what we're being asked to do and the fact that contingency funds are very, very thin this year for a lot of reasons. I just don't understand why we continue to kick this around, but that's the fact of the matter.
Supervisor Schmidt. I was going to ask someone a similar question of Supervisor Jersey. First of all, I've met with the a number of the ladies, from a number of ladies met, and I appreciate I wanted to give time to that. I just want to be careful to understand what we're doing here also and what we're telling these people. They've been through the mill already. I have great empathy for that. When the second vote came on to hire the county workers, I voted for that, as a matter of fact, because I thought they were used as ping pong balls a number of years ago. It's 3 years, 4 years. I think we all feel the same way. If they need to apply, we need to try to help HR, if they can yet, and any of us, I've offered that help too, to find. But if we're taking these steps, then is it true, what we just mentioned here, is an expenditure we have to take out of contingencies, is it $440,000 this year, and then $665,000 then next year? Those are the correct figures? Okay. So we have to do that in this two-thirds vote. And then there's no guarantee. So we're doing something here. Are we upset with, the status we have? Are we giving them jobs then? We're trying to solve situations for individuals here at the cost of policy, and it just puts us in just a terribly difficult situation. And we've gone on and on this, and none of this guarantees them a job. And that's the difficulty that I'm certainly having. So, thank you.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do have a question for the author of the resolution. Supervisor, what is your plans for a displaced worker that does not get one of the new jobs created?
Well, thank you. One, there is no plan. The fact is, I believe in insourcing these. This is not, I'm not there as their personnel director to make them individual employment plans and career counseling. I believe that they were wronged as county employees. I believe that the first step in rectifying that is to create the positions. And then it's up to them to do what they can and exercise their legal rights to get employment within Milwaukee County. But the fact is, nobody gets a job if a job doesn't exist. And so I would hope that the committee would see that the 21 jobs that we're creating today are good jobs for good people, and that they deserve ample opportunity to try and apply for those jobs. And I think when human resources, if they take a honest, unbiased look at these applicants, I think they will be hired. And that's all I can do. I mean, I'm not sitting down with them and saying plan B is we're going to get you a job someplace else. Because as it was stated, our policy is, I've always believed that these should be county employees performing these tasks, and that as we go through the steps of the courthouse and elsewhere, I believe in county employment. That's where I'm not a fan of privatization, and I don't think it's served us well over the past years.
Well, I agree with some of your points, Supervisor. I don't agree with privatization either, nor did I have the opportunity to vote on privatizing this service. But the issue for me is in agreement with Supervisor Romo West. And your answer to my question was to do nothing. If one of the displaced workers does not get one of the jobs, we just throw our hands up in the air and say it's on them. I think my struggle with this whole process of creating the positions first, when I look at the history of the security positions that were privatized, and they had legal action, and they were brought back to their exact positions, the exact same people. I guess I struggle with why that wasn't done in this case, and why these workers cannot seek legal action first, and then then have the legal right to these jobs. I disagree with going forward with action where it does not guarantee that the individuals that were wronged in this situation that we all care about end up still displaced or still on the outside, while some of them might get access to opportunity. You still have others that won't. And then what do we do then? That is my concern. There needs to be legal strategy on their part. And I had this meeting with them and the union representative as well. That needs, for their sake, needs to be a part of their equation. I don't understand how you create these positions first and create a situation where some people get righted and some people are still wrong. That's my concern, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To address part of what Supervisor Bowen just said, those people who testified today, I believe that for a while they've understood that some may be hired and some may not be hired. First, their grievance was they were let go, and they were let go through a process. But the other thing is, when they try to apply or reapply for other jobs, in effect, it looks as if, to me, and I've been here, as I said, as I will say, since 1987. I've been a supervisor since April 2000. And I'm hearing a lot more. I've heard during the times that we've had this matter before us, I've heard more and more, and I've seen the sophistication, the maturity that they have demonstrated, in as much as it's not just, well, I wanted the job, you know, I have this grievance. It looks as if, well, I can tell you that for whatever happened to me,
It wasn't right for what did happen to me, as was said earlier in applications to Marquette and UWM and to other places, that it appears that at some times there were some negative feedback given by people in this government to those who had asked for following up on references. So I'm saying that again, this is a black eye on Milwaukee County. The former county executive is gone. His staff people that were there are gone. Since the president, human resources director, has arrived, some of those people that were involved in this process are gone. So I think this is an opportunity. You said something about privatization. The contract is on, with Mid-American is a month-to-month contract. And there is no guarantee that anybody who applies for a job is going to get a job. As I said before, with respect to the individuals who months ago seemed very upset about what had happened to them, they've matured to the extent that now they want to apply like everybody else applies if these jobs, if these positions are created. So that's just that's my take on it. I believe that these jobs should be in-house, and no one's going to be fully satisfied for whatever does happen. There are going to be some losers, and there are going to be some winners with respect to this process if it does unfold. And I just ask that you reconsider and vote for this. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I think we've had a good discussion on this. So we have the motion to approve the amendment. And would you take the roll on the motion?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
No.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
No.
Lipscomb?
No.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Six ayes, three noes. The motion to adopt FPA Amendment Number 1 prevails.
Mr. Chairman, I move to adopt as amended.
We have a motion to adopt the resolution as amended. Any further discussion? If not, would you take the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
No.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
No.
Lipscomb?
No.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Six ayes, three noes. The motion to recommend item number 3 for adoption as amended prevails.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Let's move to item 4.